Peter B. Collins News and Comment for Friday the 13th, January 13th, 2017. This is segment two, as we take a look at some of the final moves by the Obama Justice Department under Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch is in her final days as Attorney General under Barack Obama, and the Justice Department has been making some interesting moves. They announced yesterday that they filed a motion to join a lawsuit against the New York City Board of Elections. And this comes out of the real mess that happened there during the Democratic primary, when it was discovered that more than 117,000 people from Brooklyn had been removed from the election rolls simply because they hadn't voted in previous elections. Some of them actually had. And this is part of the kind of purge mentality that we saw take place, particularly in Republican-controlled states and strongholds across the country. Now, I certainly support this investigation, but we need many more. We need an investigation of the interstate cross-check list that the intrepid journalist Greg Palast exposed and still has not been taken seriously by the corporate media or by elected officials. And there were other purges that occurred, like in the state of Ohio, where Secretary of State John Husted got his wrists slapped and was ordered to reinstate nearly 200,000 voters just before the election, voters who had been inappropriately purged. And so Brooklyn is an obvious example, but it's only the tip of the iceberg, and it's more evidence that the Democratic leadership, did rig the primary to prevent Bernie Sanders from defeating Hillary Clinton. The Justice Department has also issued findings from its investigation of the Chicago Police Department, and it's not surprising, but it is quite an indictment. The Chicago Police Department regularly uses force that is unjustified, disproportionate, and otherwise excessive. Investigators found that police violated both the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution and department policy in the use of deadly force. Now, I would argue that the Fourth Amendment is important and that there have been unreasonable searches and seizures in Chicago, and we'll get to their use of surveillance technology, which violates the Fourth Amendment, in a moment. But I believe it's the Fifth Amendment that has deprived people of life and liberty without due process. That is what the report should be finding. I don't know if this is an error in the Guardian report that I'm reading from here or from the Justice Department report itself, or maybe I'm wrong, but I do quibble with that. Investigators faulted poor training and accountability systems for contributing to the department's unconstitutional policing practices. Now, as you may know, I cut my teeth in Chicago. I was on the radio there in the 1970s. I witnessed a great deal of police brutality, cover-ups, and other rogue behavior by the Chicago Police Department. And it is not only intentional, it is encouraged and covered up by the brass. And until they really start to deal with the accountability issue, I don't think that much is going to change. So Chicago and the Department of Justice have entered into an agreement in principle, committing both parties to negotiate a court-enforceable consent decree to implement reforms. A couple more details. The report excoriated the Chicago Police Department and particularly faulted officer training and use of force and the way officers who use unreasonable force are held accountable. It also outlines systemic problems within the department regarding how officers are supervised and supported. That's just pretty legal, you know, language to describe what I just said a minute ago. And so we're going to see some possible changes there in Chicago. And the day before, on Wednesday, Loretta Lynch was in Baltimore, where she announced a reform agreement and a plan for a consent decree to try to deal with that out-of-control police agency as well. Kevin Gostola, the great young reporter who publishes at Shadow Proof, tells us that a federal lawsuit has been filed against Chicago police officers, alleging that they used the cell site simulator, Stingray, to spy on activists and those who were protesting or marching on Martin Luther King Day in January 2 years ago in 2015. They came together for a protest and march on the west side, and Jerry Boyle, who is a National Lawyers Guild legal observer who frequently goes to those demonstrations, claims that police used a cell site simulator to search his private cell phone and the cell phones of nearby protesters, bystanders, and Chicago residents. Now, this is the most specific, explicit claim that has been brought about the violation of one's Fourth Amendment rights using this dragnet system called Stingray. The lawsuit says the police deployed the cell site simulator in the immediate vicinity of private homes, private offices, juvenile courts, medical facilities, a church, and the protesters engaging in protected political speech. Police lacked a warrant or probable cause to search and seize the private cell phones of Boyle or any other person, and the surveillance was not by mistake, but the result of a clear policy. So the attorney representing this gentleman, Jerry Boyle, the attorney's name is Matt Topic. He said, any surveillance of political groups is particularly troubling, but there is no dispute that even when the police have a valid basis to track a legitimate suspect, the technology results in a search of every other phone in the area to find the suspect. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights of hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent bystanders every time it is used. And this may widen out to a class action suit. Bring it on, I say. Many people use the application called WhatsApp. It's a smartphone app, and I've got it on my phone. It tells us that it offers some of the best encryption available, end-to-end encryption. And it is text and voice communication. And it is extremely low cost. It's either free or a dollar a year. And WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. And Facebook has represented that no one can intercept WhatsApp messages, not even the company itself. But new research from the University of California, Berkeley, shows that the company could in fact read messages due to the way WhatsApp has implemented its end-to-end encryption protocol. And essentially, if I have sent you an encrypted message but you have not yet opened it, well, it is possible for WhatsApp to force the generation of a new encryption key for that message before the recipient gets a hold of it. And that would allow them to intercept and read those messages. And if they've got a backdoor, well, the NSA probably can use the same backdoor, only they might be able to drive a truck through it. WhatsApp issued a statement. WhatsApp does not give governments a backdoor into its systems and would fight any government request to create a backdoor. Well, operate WhatsApp with this caution in mind. And a little clarification as our final item today. Yesterday, I led with the news of the Inspector General's plan to investigate FBI Director James Comey's handling of the Clinton email scandal. And I referenced that this should cover all of the episodes, not just the two letters that were issued by Comey to Congress in October. And the New York Times does clarify today that the news conference in July at which he announced that he wasn't indicting Hillary Clinton, but he described her behavior as extremely careless and enumerated a number of violations of federal law, then said he wouldn't be indicting, or pursuing an indictment. Well, the Inspector General's office will be including all of those issues, and said that they initiated the investigation after complaints from members of Congress and the public. And so it'll be very interesting to see where this leads. Now, the Inspector General's attorney says that there's no suggestion that Comey's actions were unlawful. The question is whether he acted inappropriately, showed bad judgment, or violated Justice Department guidelines. And it's not clear what consequences, if any, would impact James Comey if the investigation leads to a finding that those events occurred. So just prepare for another whitewash. That's what we're expecting. Thanks for listening to my news and comment podcast all the way till Roy Rogers sings at the end here. You can find my daily podcast on YouTube.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.